Welcome back to the Soul With podcast. I'm Luke. And today we're getting into something I genuinely think is the biggest shift in digital marketing I've seen in the last 10 years. And I don't say that lightly, because I've been doing this long enough to remember when everyone was losing their minds about Facebook organic reach dying. That was nothing compared to what's happening right now. We're talking about AI search. Specifically, how your business stays visible when an AI is doing the answering before your website even gets a look in. Here's the picture. You open Google, you type in a question, and before you even hit the results list, there's this AI-generated summary sitting right at the top. Confident, sounds authoritative. Most people read it, get what they need, and close the tab. They never click a thing. If you're a business owner, that moment probably gives you a cold sweat. You spent years on your SEO, you've got the rankings, but the clicks have gone somewhere else. Here's the data. AI overviews now show up on about 30% of desktop searches. And when they do, the click-through rate for the number one organic result drops by more than half. So your rankings can look totally fine on paper, while your traffic quietly bleeds out. Fun, right? But, and this is the bit I genuinely love telling people, the traffic that does come through AI, it converts better. A HubSpot study found that 58% of marketers say visitors arriving from AI tools convert at higher rates than regular organic traffic. Why? Because the AI has already pre-qualified them. It's done the research, made a recommendation, and sent someone to you who is basically halfway sold before they even land on your site. So the question shifts. It's no longer, how do I rank? It's, how do I get the AI to quote me? That's the game now. And that's where you'll start hearing two acronyms floating around. AEO, Answer Engine Optimization, and GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. People use them interchangeably. They shouldn't. Here's the actual difference. AEO is about winning those direct answer boxes, featured snippets, voice search, the people also ask section. It rewards clear, direct, structured writing that any system can pull a crisp answer from. GEO is about getting cited inside longer responses from tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, Gemini. It's about becoming the source these tools reach for when they're building an answer from scratch. Easy way to remember it. AEO gets you the answer box. GEO gets you the citation. You want both. Stick around, because later I'm going to share the one habit I tell every client to kill immediately if they want any shot at being cited by AI. Most people don't even realize they're doing it. But first, what actually works? 6 practical moves. 1, write like a human who genuinely knows things. Large language models are trained to recognize authoritative, specific opinionated writing. Generic content gets skipped. If you run a cafe in Geelong, don't write, "Coffee preferences vary by individual." Write that your single origin Ethiopian beans are roasted 11 days before brewing, and that's the exact reason your flat white tastes different from everywhere else on the strip. Specificity is citation fuel. 2, answer the question directly in the first 40 words of a section. AI is scanning for a quotable, crisp response near the top. Structure your subheadings as actual questions. Then answer them fast and plainly. Brutally simple, shockingly few businesses do it. 3, build topical depth. 1 blog post won't do anything. 12 interconnected posts, all linked, all building on each other, signals genuine expertise. You're building a library, not writing pamphlets. 4, get mentioned in places AI already trusts. These models don't just read your website. They read Reddit, LinkedIn, industry publications, podcast transcripts. For Australian businesses, that means getting quoted in Smart Company or Inside Small Business. Posting genuinely useful things on LinkedIn. Not just company announcements, being on podcasts, even small ones. We call this citation gravity. The accumulated weight of mentions that tells an AI, this person actually knows what they're talking about. 5. Don't neglect the boring technical stuff. Schema markup. Clean heading structure, fast pages, FAQ schema. Not glamorous, still mandatory. 6. Have a point of view. The fastest way to get ignored is to sound like every other business in your category. At Solwith, I'll happily argue that most businesses are using AI lazily, and that brand storytelling matters more in the AI era, not less. You might agree, you might not, but that's a position. Positions get quoted. Platitudes don't. Right, the habit to kill, I promised. Publishing thin AI-generated filler content. Look, I get it. The temptation is real. A tool can write 1,000 words in 30 seconds and it feels productive. But human-written content is still pulling more than 5 times the traffic of pure AI content. And search engines and AI tools are getting very good at spotting the difference. If your whole content strategy is let an AI write it and hit publish, you're not just failing to grow, you're actively training the algorithms to distrust your domain. Please don't do it. Last thing, how do you know if any of this is working? Because your standard dashboards weren't built for AI search. A few things worth tracking. Branded search growth. If more people are Googling your business name directly, that's a leading indicator. Referral traffic from AI tools. Check your analytics for chatgpt.com, perplexity.ai, gemini.google.com, and the one most people skip, just ask the AIs yourself. Every month, type in the questions your customers would ask. See if you get mentioned. Manual, slightly tedious, brutally honest signal. Here's the bigger picture I want you to take from this one. All the schema markup and keyword research in the world won't save you if your brand is forgettable. AI search favors businesses with clear identity, genuine expertise, and consistent presence across the web. That's not a technical problem, that's a brand problem. The businesses winning right now, invested in real storytelling and real points of view, long before anyone ever said the letters AEO or GEO. The tactics amplify brand strength, they don't replace it. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, start here. Who are you? What do you genuinely believe about your industry? And are you saying it clearly enough that a machine could summarize your position in one sentence? If yes, you're already ahead. If not, that's the work. Thanks for listening to the Solwith podcast. If this helped, share it with a business owner who needs to hear it. I'll see you in the next one.